Penguin Random House Audio presents A Nation of Women, An Early Feminist Speaks Out by Luisa Capetillo. Edited with an introduction written and read by Felix V. Matos Rodriguez. Translated by Alan West Duran. Read for you by Melanie Martinez.
Introduction. Mi patria es la libertad. Context and introduction to Puerto Rico's first feminist treatise. Preface and acknowledgments. It is not uncommon for academics working on a historical figure such as feminist and anarchist writer Luisa Capetillo, 1879 to 1922, to be shocked by the fact that some of the author's work has never been translated or reprinted. One is often convinced that the writings of notables like Capetillo have not received substantial public attention and analysis. This has been my experience with Luisa Capetillo since I became familiar with her work as a graduate student in the late 1980s. It was inconceivable to me that the author of Puerto Rico's earliest feminist treatise and one of the most fascinating political and literary figures of early 20th century Puerto Rico had received such limited scholarly attention. It was downright appalling to find out that her four books, including Mi Opinión Acerca de las Libertades, Derechos y Deberes de la Mujer, published between 1907 and 1917, had never been reprinted in Puerto Rico or elsewhere in Latin America for that matter. As I continued my own research on Puerto Rican women's history, I still could not believe that Capetillo's works were not easily available to students and general audiences in Puerto Rico. Convinced that such an obvious omission was due to attract the attention or interest of one of my many fine literary or humanities colleagues in Puerto Rico, I decided to focus on making Capetillo's most important work available to readers in English. The purpose of this book project was to translate the first feminist treatise in Puerto Rico's history and also one of the earliest book-length statements of feminist thought in Latin America and the Caribbean, Luisa Capetillo's Mi Opinión Acerca de las Libertades, Derechos y Deberes de la Mujer. The book was published in 1911 and reprinted in 1913. Making it an early example of 20th century feminist and labor writing in the Caribbean. In this edition, besides Alan West Duran's fine translation of Mi Opinión, I have also included an introductory essay discussing some of the implications of Capetillo's work to the study of early 20th century U.S., Latin American, and Caribbean labor and migration history, as well as women's cultural and intellectual history. Fortunately for the readers of Mi Opinión, Capetillo's work is so rich and multi-layered that it speaks to all these subjects. I am very pleased that this translation will make accessible this pioneering example of early 20th century writing for the first time since 1913, when Mi Opinión was last printed. The book is currently available in only 4 non-circulating libraries in the United States and Puerto Rico. The historical interest in this project cannot be overestimated. A feminist, union organizer, journalist, and an activist for social justice, Capetillo's voice argued for non-conformism premised on a profound sense of natural harmony and gender and social equality. She often questioned deeply held social, sexual, political, and economic assumptions of her time. I am hopeful that this translation will introduce future audiences to Capetillo's achievements and work, since only a few bibliographic references about her are currently available in English. I am also hopeful that it will encourage more research and debate on Capetillo's work and her politics. The early 20th century was a time of profound economic and social dislocation in the United States and the Caribbean, as what many consider a second industrial revolution swept through the hemisphere. Capital, labor, and political power in both the Caribbean and the United States experienced profound transformations in the period between the 1890s and the 1920s. Some of the consequences of these transformations were labor and social unrest, new waves of immigrant labor in the United States and the Caribbean, a surge of new social actors in civil society, economic dislocation, and emerging competing political and cultural ideologies. Many of these issues are explored in Mi Opinión. I have noted already that two editions of Mi Opinión were published by Capetillo, the original one published in San Juan in 1911, and an expanded edition published in Tampa in 1913. I decided to have the 1911 edition translated for several reasons. First, I wanted to make available Capetillo's earlier text. The 1911 edition of Mi Opinión was the first time that a feminist treatise was published in Puerto Rico, so I wanted to accentuate the significance of this event. Its 1911 publication date also makes it one among the first such feminist texts in the Caribbean and Latin America. Second, practical considerations also played a role in my decision. The copy available at the Centro de Estudios Puertorriqueños Library is of the 1911 edition, so working with this edition was easier for me. Finally, the 1911 edition is the one most often reproduced in anthologies and the one most commonly quoted by scholars. Although the 1913 edition would not be the one used for this translation, a few comments about it are warranted given that this edition has remained mostly unexamined by Capetillo scholars. Only Norma Valle Ferrer has commented on the 1913 edition, briefly stating that Capetillo corrected some mistakes, polished its prose, and got a fellow anarchist, Jaime Vidal, to write a preface. Although a detailed discussion of the differences between the 1911 and the 1913 editions deserves a separate article, it should be clear that the 1913 edition is not a mere rewritten and better polished version of the original book. Capetillo engaged in significant rewriting and included new materials on key aspects of her thinking, such as spiritualism, prostitution, education, hygiene, nutrition, and female suffrage. The 1913 edition also deletes important selections highlighting Puerto Rican individuals and events, such as the often quoted section on her participation in the Partido Socialista's proselytizing campaign, the Cruzada del Ideal, and adds Cuban and Spanish personalities and themes instead. Except for a brief reference to her Spanish culture and language, the 1913 edition has very scant references to Puerto Rico. In the 1913 edition, Capetillo is more direct in her feminist challenges. The book opens with an introduction to the study of women, instead of the 1911 opening, Women in the Home, in the Family, and in Government. Sections entitled Varieties in 1911 are more clearly renamed Women in Government, and a new section entitled Refuting the Advocates of the Inferiority of Women takes aim at figures such as Schopenhauer, for example, and demonstrates less ambiguity about her political positions. There is also new material on the need of being an educated person, which seems to signal a different relationship for Capetillo with the bourgeois literati and with the practice of writing and publishing, although she remains critical of formulaic academic writing. Finally, one could also comment on the authoritative picture of Capetillo sitting in front of a writing desk, which is included only in the 1913 edition. The change in the author's dedication from the original edition, her compatriots, workers, her children, Manuel Ledesma, and her mother, to the more austere 1913 edition, to all women and workers in general, and the much shortened 1913 preface an indication that the 1913 text is worth exploring and might
sample complete. Ready to continue?